Welcome to the Divorce Coaches Academy podcast with co-founders and hosts, Tracy Callahan and Deborah Doak. Each week, we tackle another tough topic to help professional divorce coaches maximize client impact and cultivate thriving practices. We also want to spread the word about the expertise and value that certified divorce coaches bring to the table. At DCA, we are committed to ongoing learning and we value generosity among divorce coaching professionals. We believe that when one succeeds, we all succeed. Welcome back to Divorce Coaches Academy. I am Tracy and I am here with Deborah.
Hello.
Hi. So we wanted to change it up a little. We had a fun idea for this week. Given that it is Thanksgiving, if you celebrate Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving. And we are so thankful for all of you who take the time to listen to this podcast each and every week. And we thought it might be a great opportunity for you to get to know us a little better. Some of you have had a chance to meet us in class or in our practice as divorce coaches, but perhaps some of you haven't. So we thought, why not give you a little peek behind the scenes? We're going to pull it back today, Deborah.
Pulling the curtain back.
Are you ready? Okay. So as hopefully most of you know, Deborah and I are the co-founders of Divorce Coaches Academy. And we often like to joke that we share the same brain.
Yep,
we do. But in addition to sharing similar brain waves, we also share some professional credentials and backgrounds, right? So both Deborah and I are certified professional practicing divorce coaches and family mediators. And in addition, Deborah's got one up on me. She's also a master and is a CDFA. And together we have over 40 years of helping families navigate divorce and co-parenting.
We do. That's
and a lot. We're only 20, by the way. So
we're only 20, according to my dermatologist. And I don't have one up on you. I just have those letters after my name. Don't even say that. So let's start off with some fun. So some fun facts you might be interested to know about the Divorce Coaches Academy podcast and us. Tracy gets up at 5:15 or 5:30 in the morning and she works out. She does the Peloton. She does a boot camp thing. And she showers and she gets all ready for her day. And so when we record, she looks fresh and professional. She's ready to go. I, on the other hand, I don't see clients on Thursdays. We usually record on Thursday mornings and I don't see clients on those days. So I show up usually with my first cup of coffee and my pajamas. And so I am the reason that we don't post any videos of our podcasts because I am not camera ready.
Yeah. Well, it might be interesting though. Could be a whole new thing on YouTube.
Could be before and after. That's what it would look like, right? For sure. And we have this very elaborate podcasting setup. So if you're thinking about getting into podcasting, you might want to know that we have this elaborate team and setup that consists of me at my desk in Ohio and Tracy at her desk now in Florida. We have each have a cheap podcasting mic and I do all the editing and the posting. So
yeah, praise to Deborah.
Very complicated. I'm in my pajamas with my cheap podcasting mic. So that's all the mystery that you need to know about the podcast right now. But let's get a little bit more serious, maybe just We'll have some more fun, but let's talk about maybe, Tracy, tell me what led you initially to the practice of divorce coaching? Because that was not your first career, right?
No, it's not. It was a midlife career change, right? So I originally left my career as a healthcare operations and policy specialist and went into the field of alternative dispute resolution over 15 years ago, 20 years ago. It's so long now. And I was practicing as a mediator. I first trained as in New York State as a unified court mediator. And then I specialized in doing advanced training in divorce mediation. And then my husband had this fantastic idea of leaving New York and moving to Florida full time. And I was like, what? I am not moving to Florida. Well, as you can imagine, I moved to Florida. And then I got to Florida and I was like, okay, what's this all about? There was no reciprocity for me to practice from my training in New York with the Unified Court to the Florida Supreme Court. So I needed to get recertified as mediator. And Florida does things a little differently. So in New York, it was the Unified Court. So I could practice everything, civil, family, JD. I was doing it all. I loved it all. And then in Florida, I was like, oh dear, I have to pick something or do them all separately. And I sat down and said, what is my true passion? And my true passion was really family work. So I got certified with the Florida Supreme Court as a family mediator. Super excited. Started my practice mediating matters in Palm Beach County. And something very interesting happened to me that I had never, ever, ever experienced in New York. All of a sudden, I was getting lots of calls from women who were setting up consultations to explore mediation. And then they would call me back and say, you know what? I can't hire you, even though I really, really want to hire you. My husband believes that there might be some implied bias because you're a female and they want a male mediator. So we're going to go with somebody else. And totally, of course, the first agreement in mediation is to agree on a mediator. So of course I supported that process, but this was the thing. They kept calling me back. I had this connection with these individuals that I was doing consults with. And then they were asking me a whole lot of questions and I was engaging. I was supporting them in this process. And then I was like, wait a minute. What is this? This isn't mediation. I think this is divorce coaching. And I started a big research project to find out what was this practice of divorce coaching and where could I go get trained? Because I am a stickler for nobody practicing without credentials and training behind them. And that's then how I discovered divorce coaching and got certified as a divorce coach and have been practicing ever since. Right. So how about you, Deborah? What led you to the practice of divorce coaching?
What led me here? A very different route, right? Because the other thing about Tracy is you've never been divorced, right? You're still married to your high school honey.
Yes, it is true. Although the marital settlement agreement has sat in my computer for years.
Yeah, she's ready. She's ready, but she's never
locked and loaded, Deborah. Locked and loaded.
Yes, but Tracy's never been divorced. And yet this is her specialty, right, is families and co-parenting. So I came at this from a whole different perspective. And that is I've actually been divorced twice. Mm-hmm. And when I went through my second divorce, I don't share my story publicly, but it was not nice. And I ended up in my 50s having to move in with my younger brother. I was financially dependent. I needed to find a way to make some money. And between my CDFA and my trauma counselor, I kept hearing and people in my groups and people I was interacting with, you should be a therapist. And I was like, I'm not doing that. Mm. And somebody mentioned
divorce. You didn't want to go be a therapist, Deborah?
I didn't. And the other thing, and I needed to earn a living. The other thing I didn't want to do was go work in a cubicle as a financial analyst, which I was perfectly qualified. I could have done that. That just really wasn't what I was looking for in terms of like lifestyle, right? Mm-hmm. And so somebody mentioned divorce coaching. And so I looked into that and off I went. And I had my first pro bono client before I even finished training. And it's been an absolutely magical journey ever since then.
Yeah.
And I've had,
I just love that it's so exemplary of how we came from such different backgrounds, right? Mm-hmm. The personal experience of divorce. Right. And looking towards that, as well as then a background that I had as an alternative dispute resolution specialist and right. how divorce coaching continues to support that process, right?
That process, right. And we have such different experiences, and yet we share this brain. And I think we'll probably get into this a little bit more as we share and talk. But, you know, between my two divorces, they were so different. And I learned what the right way is and what the wrong way is. And I use all of that in my coaching and in my teaching.
Yeah.
Right. In that ADR foundation that yeah. we teach at DCA. So,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So great, great stories, great backgrounds, very different, but again, sharing a similar mission. Right. So, but let's, Deb, can you tell me a little bit about what inspired us to do this podcast, right? Because that was a little background in how we became divorce coaches or came to right. the podcast. What inspired us to do this podcast?
I mean, other than the fact that I can do education in my pajamas. So really, we were talking, and there are so few resources out there for divorce coaches. Yeah. There are podcasts out there for individuals thinking about divorce, individuals going through divorce, for consumers, for the people themselves, but not for the coaches. They yeah. get trained and then they're set adrift.
Thrown out into the world.
Into the world.
Go be.
Right? So we wanted to be somebody providing some resource. That's really the whole like mission statement of Divorce Coaches Academy, is to be a source of support for the people out there in the professional practice. We also want to raise awareness, continue to raise awareness that divorce coaching is a professional practice of alternative dispute resolution. We just do it on the individual level.
Yeah.
Right. It's also, we're a relatively new company. DCA's only existed for about 2.5 years.
Yeah.
So being on a podcast is a way for you to get to know us.
Yeah.
To hear our voices, to hear how we think, how we process, what our approach is. So it's a great way for you to kind of get to know us, right?
Absolutely. I love doing it, by the way.
We love doing it.
So you all know it was Deborah's really inspired initiative that got us here. So yes.
It's true. All right. I'm a pusher. I like to try new things. We like to build the plane while we're flying over here.
We do.
So, you know, speaking of the podcast, we say all the time in every episode, we're like, how did 20 minutes go so fast? We could talk forever about whatever this topic is we're talking about. But is there any other particular, getting to know you better, Tracy, any other particular like interest that you have that you could talk about a lot or go on and on?
Yeah, there's two that come right off. that are always significant in my life. And that is conflict in food or food and conflict. It doesn't matter.
Again, we share a brain.
Yeah. So I love food. I love different types of food. I love culture surrounding food. I love the concept of family and food, food as bringing people together, the celebration. And I am astounded of the level of creativity and the multi-sensory experience of eating, right? So I could talk food all day long and do every opportunity I can explore food and share people's feelings about food. And then I also love conflict. I have always been intrigued with conflict. I observe and watch conflict whenever I have a free moment. I am famous for sharing that I love to watch a lot of Bravo. I am a housewives junkie, and it still never ceases to amaze me that I love to study and watch people argue. What are they getting conflict about? Handle that conflict? What's the outcome? So those are two of my favorite passions. And Deborah, I believe you share similar ones.
Oh, exactly. If you had asked me that question, those are the exact same two answers I would give. As a matter of fact, here's a funny story. So Tracy and I co-founded Divorce Coaches Academy, and we don't live anywhere near each other. And so all of our interactions have been on Zoom and on the telephone. We have built this business virtually. The first time we ever met each other in person was when we went to present at the American Bar Association Dispute Resolution Conference this past May.
I know, which is so crazy.
It's so crazy. We were like, oh my gosh. Luckily, we're both tall, so we didn't have that like issue going on, because that's always weird. Like, how tall are you?
I think we were also sharing some of that information before we met each other, so we wouldn't be taken aback.
Exactly. So yeah, we went to do our presentation. We attended some presentations. We had a good time. But do you know what we mostly did while we were in Vegas? We ate.
We ate.
Mostly we ate. I am a Gordon Ramsay absolute fanatic. I watch just every show. And so mostly we dined.
Yeah, we did a little Bobby Flay. We did a little Gordon Ramsay.
We did. I don't know what we did.
But there was quite a few glasses of wine involved for sure. Oh, Giada. We dined at Giada.
We dined at Giada. That frozen rosé thing we had. That was delicious. So anyway. Yes, we share conflict and food.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you're dining, you can hear interesting things at other tables too. Not that I eavesdrop. That would
I do eavesdrop. And in fact,
I know you do. We've talked about it.
When I was younger and on a date with my husband, who wasn't my husband at the time, and we were eating at this very small restaurant in New York City. It was called Jane Street Cafe. It was on Jane Street, for anybody who knows Jane Street in the Village. And he got up and left dinner because I was so interested in the everybody's conversation. There was a couple and they were having a conflict. And I was totally into their conflict and not necessarily sitting with the person who I was supposed to be eating.
Supposed to be with. Yeah.
And right. So you mash them up together, it's even better.
Even better. Food and fighting. Heck yeah. Sign me up. All right. Tracy and we basically do a lot of laughing together, but let's get to know you a little better. Is there any specific like experience or achievement in your life, maybe that you're especially proud of?
Yeah, I think, there's so many I can talk about, but I really am proud of changing my career midlife. Right. Which a lot of our clients are often in these positions. Right. So I had this full career in healthcare policy and healthcare administration. And due to certain events in my life, I needed to not be able to, I couldn't work in that kind of world anymore. It was too, hours were demanding and everything. So I basically switched gears. My undergrad, grad, and postgrad degrees are all in healthcare, and I just up and changed to alternative dispute resolution, right? Yeah. And that was a scary moment, but I was really proud of myself for doing it and for recognizing my needs and finding something that sort of met those needs, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so that I'm pretty proud of.
We're proud of you.
How about you?
So same thing. There's so many things that I could list, but I think one of the things I'm going to put at the top is the co-parenting relationship I have with my kid's dad, right? We got divorced when my kids were 2 and 4, and they're 28 and 30 now.
And they are rocking kids, young adults.
I'm not saying it was always smooth sailing and that we were BFFs, but we ended up living a block and a half apart, having keys to each other's houses. We went on a 5-day trip down to the Carolinas together when my son wanted to look at colleges down there. I often have Thanksgiving dinner with his family so that the kids don't have to split the day. I've talked before about how I let the kids spend most holidays with them when they were younger because he has a great big loving family. And so I think that that's one of the things that I'm most proud of.
Yeah.
Is the fact that we couldn't be married, but we have been rocking co-parents.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And continue to do so.
And continue to do so. As a matter of fact, I do a coaching demo with him that we show to our students in the divorce coaching certification. One of the coaching demos we do, I do with Mark. So
which
just to kind of show that that can happen.
Yeah.
Okay. So Tracy, if you could collaborate with anyone on a project, who would it be and why?
Yeah, it's such a great question. So there's so many people, but the first people that come to my mind are the Gottmans. For those of you who are not familiar with the Gottmans, John and Julie Gottman are these famous marital relationship researchers.
Love them.
So, and I've recently just completed one of their level one training and looking forward to moving on to level two. The thing that I love about the work that they did is it is grounded in conflict, right? So of these problems, we'd love to talk about these 69% of problems identified by the Gottmans that are unresolvable in marriage. The difference between what makes a marriage stay together versus a marriage that chooses to end is often the individual party's ability to manage conflict.
Not resolve. Manage.
Not resolve.
There's no solution.
Yeah, sometimes there's no solution. So I think the work that they've done with families is so amazing. And looking at that, how important those skills are to support marriages, right? Both you talk about this all the time. Although we identify as divorce coaches, we're not advocates of divorce.
No.
Screaming, saying, yeah, everybody should get divorced. We're advocates of people actualizing what it is that they need, their personal happiness and well-being, as well as their families. But what if that could start earlier, right? And that's so much of what the Gottmans work. And I would love to collaborate with them.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be fabulous. That would be fabulous. I second that vote.
Yeah. All right. So here's another one, Deb. Who would be your dream podcast guest? Right.
Ooh.
If we could have our druthers and we were just super, everybody would say yes to us.
Everybody would say yes. We could have anybody we wanted on the DCA podcast. You know, somebody that comes to mind, and this was one of our most popular episodes we just did maybe a month or two ago. I think I'd like to talk to Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, Gwyneth.
You know why? Because we talk about this whole myth of amicable divorce. Yeah. And this whole idea of conscious uncoupling came up. And I think people misunderstand how hard it was for her to do that.
Yeah.
And I've lived it, right? I just bragged about my co-parenting relationship. It was brutal some days.
And it took work.
For me to end up with this result that I have.
Yeah. So
there are days I had to eat the crap sandwich. I can't say the other word, right? There are days that I had to make really hard decisions. And so I think I would love to talk with her and demystify this conscious uncoupling concept, this amicable divorce concept, and talk about how the fact that, yes, it's achievable. No, there is nothing easy about it, and how much work, effort, how much you have to leave your ego outside in order to get it done.
Yeah. Yeah. I absolutely would love to talk to Gwyneth.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. Because often people look at Gwyneth as like this perfect sample, right? That we're living up to the Gwyneth standard. And I think we talk to her, we might learn that it really was hard, that it was
hard.
And as you said, sort of demystifying that for other people, because it's achievable, but it takes hard work, right? And there are times when it is not easy and there are areas of skills to develop.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's and it dovetails exactly with talking about doing a project with the Gottmans, which is, it's not always conflict resolution. Sometimes it's conflict management.
Yeah.
And management requires compromise. It requires putting my own needs second sometimes, my own wants and desires on the back burner.
Yeah.
It's making sure I'm staying in alignment with my values, not my feelings.
Yeah. Negotiation, baby.
Right?
Negotiation.
Exactly. All right. Well, I hope this gave you a little insight into Tracy, Deborah, Divorce Coaches Academy, the fact that I do the podcast in my pajamas, and how much we love food and conflict. If you celebrate Thanksgiving, we're wishing you a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we want you to know how thankful we are for you, for your listenership, for your support. We would really appreciate a 5-star rating on Apple or Spotify so more people can find the podcast. And if you have suggestions for future episodes, please email us, dca@divorcecoachesacademy.com. We would love to hear from you. All right. We hope you'll tune in next week. Thanks for joining us for the Divorce Coaches Academy podcast. If you enjoyed today's show, please give us a rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. It helps other divorce professionals find us and add to the conversation. And don't forget to follow us on social media to be the first to know when we add new classes and events. We'll be back next week with another topic to help you maximize client impact, create a thriving business, and promote the value of professional divorce coaching.